Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. What would you do if you found yourself immersed in a movie you didn't know you were going to see, surrounded by like-minded people who might be strangers in a place you've never been? And if it turns out to be not just a movie, but an entirely new experience, a combination social event, live theater, and film, and you're not just a viewer, but a participant in the interactive evening, what would you do? Well, luckily here in the studio to explain it all, I have the founders of 360, Ned Loach and Robert Gontier. Hi, Ned, Robert.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me, what is 360 or 360? What is it exactly?
360 Screenings is a live performance and film hybrid events company where we take a film from the past 30 years and extract all of the artistic elements out of it. So things like the characters, what people eat, specific scenes and themes, and then just explode it into a venue that we've chosen in Toronto. And we always try and use Toronto heritage venues as the spaces that we choose, and viewers can just expect to be fully immersed in the narrative of the film.
So what do you mean by immersed?
They're constantly being approached by actors, and we have a fantastic set designer. Her name's Andy Miller, and she picks out specific visuals from the film and sets the scene, sets the venue up with all of these different props and all of the different scenes that we're recreating, and guests just get to explore at their own whimsy.
So is it an ongoing thing, or is there live and then film?
It's sort of set up when the audience arrives, they sort of are interactive with the other actors for about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, and then something significant happens, as we like to call it.
Okay.
And then there's a transition, and then they get to view the film that they sort of just experienced.
So tell me about one of the ones you've done so far. I understand you've done Ghost and Fight Club.
That's right.
So what happened? Did someone in the audience get pulled in and punched in the face?
We're interactive, but not that interactive for sure. Fight Club specifically, our last one in August, we had a cast of about 15 actors, and the production itself has about 40 people that puts it all together, and we actually had some amazing stage combat happening. So there was actors sort of fake fighting in a way. We also had a Foley studio sort of set up where participants could go and sort of bang on anything from vegetables to pots to baseball gloves to make the sound effects as these actors were acting out the fight, to really sort of give them a hands-on taste of what happens in the film.
And does the audience know in advance what's going to happen?
No one knows what's going to happen during the evening. It's all just a big surprise when they arrive. And part of what we do is we tell our guests 24 hours in advance where to go and what to wear and something
to wear.
Bring.
Okay, so tell me, what did people wear to Fight Club?
To Fight Club, we told everyone to wear all black. So as soon as people arrived and as soon as the event starts, we have actors outside. So with everyone wearing all black, they came inside. We had some fantastic makeup artists on site as well, and they were doing fake bruises and cuts on everyone. So what happened at the end of the night was everyone was wearing all black and they had these bruises on their face, and everyone, in a sense, was a part of Project Mayhem or the Secret Society of Fighters.
Wow. And do the people showing up know the difference? Can they tell the difference between the other participants and the actors? Or is it sort of mixed together?
Not always. That's one of the great things about 360 Screenings, is that by the end of the interactive portion, it's not always clear who's an actor and who's just another audience member, which
Wow.
we love.
Wow. And was there any strange mistakes? Did you notice any to end up in any funny or interesting strange ways?
Well, we have a friend that was telling a story to a bunch of other friends, and this certain gentleman wasn't wearing all black, so he stood out. And we actually heard from him that some guests thought he was an actor and was telling, like, immersing these other people in the story. And what ended up happening was that we had four or five guests sort of hover around our friend who was not an actor, but was assumed to be an actor and had to say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not a part of the narrative of the story.
But they didn't believe him, so they kept listening. It was really intriguing.
So he ended up being a performer.
That's right. I should say that audience members, though, get to participate as much or as little as they want. So, and it's never sort of forced upon them where they're up on a stage or anything. You can partake sort of digging around and looking for clues about the film, because at this point they still don't know what the film is going to be. They can guess, but because we want to make people as comfortable as possible.
And for the upcoming one, it's a Halloween themed thing.
It's darker. It's certainly darker than Ghost and Fight Club for sure.
Right. So I'm just, no, I don't want to give it away, but I'm guessing maybe zombies or maybe not.
The possibilities are endless.
Okay. It is, yeah.
But we're sort of moving away from the haunted house sort of stereotype of a horror film. So it's, we're not going with a scream or something like
Halloween
that.
Halloween won't be Halloween.
Possibly.
Possibly. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, when people arrive there, is there a demarcated stage space with a proscenium arch, or is it all sort of blended together?
Well, in the past, for both Ghost and Fight Club, we've been lucky enough with the spaces that we've chosen to have just a vast open room, open concept space, and we'll have set pieces scattered throughout the space. But this time, we're doing something a little different, where we're actually exploring a new model that we hope to continue achieving by having specific rooms and specific alleys and just a different way of approaching the whole immersive element of the evening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with this concept? Where'd you come up with this idea?
We were really inspired. We lived in Europe for a year in London, and there's lots of this really exciting sort of hybrid work going on there between film and theater. And we've read about so much stuff that's happening in New York as well. And we thought, how can we bring this back to Toronto audiences and give it our own spin? And that's where the Toronto Heritage Buildings came in, because we love to take untraditional theater and film spaces and transform them and sort of take cinema to a new level.
Will this be somewhere in downtown Toronto, or?
We always try and keep it downtown.
So it won't be in Oakville or?
No. We're not doing Top Gun at the airport.
Next time.
That's right. It's always accessible by TTC.
And how many people show up for these events, approximately?
The first one sold out with 100 for Ghost, and our Fight Club screening sold out with 175.
Wow.
And this time we are
We're thinking it's going to be a little bit bigger.
A bit bigger than that, too.
Yeah.
So.
And do you sell tickets in advance or at the door?
We sell tickets in advance. They're on our website at www.360screenings.com. And tickets are $40 for students and culture seekers and $60 for regular admission.
Sounds pretty cool. Well, thanks, Ned and Robert.
Thank you for having us.
I've been talking with Ned Loach and Robert Gonte, whose 360 screenings Halloween experience is on Wednesday, October 24th at 7 p.m. To find out more, go to 360screenings.com. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.